Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. This episode is called After the Testimony, What I Learned from Speaking Truth at the Capitol. I am recording from a quiet corner of the Nebraska State Capitol. The hearing room has emptied out, the echoes have faded, and I can finally exhale. What a day. I actually ended up leaving with my superintendent was here too, offering support, and it was great to have him here. He took me out for lunch. And so I left for a little bit and I did come back here just because I wanted to record this episode in the building where I testified. It was a pretty powerful experience. So I wanted to come back here. Before I get into it though, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for, a positive and receptive experience. The senators didn't just listen. They leaned in. Their questions were thoughtful. Their tone was respectful. And it reminded me that advocacy works best when it becomes a conversation, not a confrontation. Second thing I'm thankful for, a supportive district and Superintendent Turner. Mr. Turner, so supportive of me being here. My school district, very supportive of me being here. And having leadership that trusts teacher voice means everything. Support like that turns one person's courage into a district's collective strength in a lot of ways. Third thing that I'm thankful for is the privilege to advocate. In a democracy, anyone can speak, but not everyone does. Teachers must. Because when those living the story stay silent, others rewrite it for us. Well, let's get into the main topic of this episode, which is after the testimony, what I learned from speaking truth at the Capitol. First and foremost, let's talk a little bit about the energy in the room. Now, the committee room had a lot of people in it, a lot of teachers, principals, superintendents, advocates. Each holding a piece of the same truth. The air, I don't know what, it was something about that air in there. It felt both heavy and hopeful. You could sense that everyone knew that this issue, it mattered. And I actually got to run into Renee Jones. She's a 2023 Nebraska Teacher of the Year. I had a chance to meet her this summer at the National Teacher Leadership Conference in Orlando, Florida, and I ran into her, and that was powerful too because not only was I testifying, she came and she was testifying also, so it was great to hear her perspective and her thoughts as well. She testified right after me, echoing many of the same themes about respect, retention, and restoration of teacher identity in a different angle, but still addressing it, still the same. And it felt like a relay of passion, one voice passing the baton to the next. And then there were some several other teachers that spoke too. And then we had some administration. So powerful, y'all. And not a responsibility that I took very seriously at having that when I was in the room. And so I want to talk about some key nuggets from my testimony. I talked about burnout today is not just exhaustion. It is identity erosion. See, you cannot ask teachers to be willing to die to protect children and then at the same time distrust us to teach them. And that was a message I tried to echo in when I was sharing. And I also talked about when teacher identity erodes, retention collapses. And I encourage them to restore teacher purpose, and we can keep teachers in Nebraska classrooms. It's crazy to think about around 10% of Nebraska teachers leave the profession in a period on a regular basis. And it's like, that is just shocking to me, but yet also something that I think the state legislature does need to take a look at and needs to be aware of. So as I spoke my lines, there was a stillness in the room and heads lifted, pens paused. And ultimately, it wasn't the volume that carried the message. It was the resonance. People could feel that these words were coming from the trenches. Not a textbook, y'all. And afterwards, several senators, all the senators were very appreciative and thanked me for putting words to what many educators have been feeling, and then sometimes not always saying out loud. So let's talk about why teachers get blamed and what that must, and why that must change. There was one senator, her name is Senator Conrad. She looked me in the eyes and asked, "Why do you think teachers are blamed so often?" And really my answer came from the gut, because it's easy. Teachers are the most visible part of the system. So we become the easiest target. Blaming a teacher is simpler than fixing a structure. We show up every day with hearts wide open, not armor. And because we show up with hearts wide open and with not the armor not around us, that makes us vulnerable. And society, y'all, has learned to offload its frustration under the nearest face of education. The teacher in the classroom. But as I told her, when you blame the people who care the most, you're really breaking the foundation holding these kids up. And we have to, it's time to move from blame to belonging. And teachers must be seen as partners in solving problems, not the problems themselves. And so I'm so grateful for Senator Juarez for bringing this teacher retention, teacher burnout issue to the Education Committee and getting some more conversation going around this critically important issue. So let's talk about the identity erosion and the pipeline crisis, because I talked about the pipeline crisis. I talked about identity erosion. Every teacher who leaves isn't just a vacancy, y'all. It's a story interrupted. Burnout and attrition are surface symptoms. The deeper wound really is that identity loss, y'all. When teachers stop seeing themselves in the mirror of their profession, they start planning their exit. Restoring identity means restoring humanity. Trusting teachers' expertise, giving grace, allowing creativity, valuing time, those matter. And those go a long ways to restoring identity. The teacher pipeline doesn't just dry up from a lack of talent. It dries up from a lack of trust, y'all. So I want to talk about collective advocacy and gratitude here now in the episode. Senator Juarez, she deserves immense credit for bringing LR 204 forward in the state of Nebraska. Her courage created this opportunity for this conversation, for me to be here in the state capitol today, right now. And Senator Conrad's follow-up question showed genuine curiosity. She wasn't defending the system. She was trying to understand it. And seeing administrators testify alongside classroom teachers was powerful as well. It reminded me that real progress happens when all levels of leadership pull in the same direction, y'all. Afterwards, my superintendent, Mr. Turner, took me to lunch. We talked about a lot of things. We didn't even really talk politics. We talked about people. We talked about mentorship, workload, mental health, morale. And that meal reminded me that change is made in conversations just like that. Honest, hopeful, and human, y'all. I just want to talk about now what this whole experience has taught me. Advocacy, y'all, is contagious. Once teachers see it's possible, they start to find their own voices. There is no single right way to lead. Only showing up with authenticity and heart is the way. This day reaffirms something I've always believed, that teachers aren't the problem. They are the pulse. The heartbeat of education isn't found in policies. It's not found in buildings. It's found in the people. When we restore teacher identity, we restore student opportunity. So as I reflective close here, I'm just... As I'm thinking here, you know, I'm just sitting here right now in the Capitol, and as things are, you know, I hear some faint hums of footsteps echoing through the Capitol halls, quiet voices in the distance. As I sit here on this bench in this little corner area on the main floor, I realize that advocacy doesn't end when the mic turns off. It continues in every conversation, every classroom, every community meeting. Today, it wasn't about applause. It was about alignment, aligning words with purpose. I'm so grateful. I'm hopeful, and I'm even more convinced than ever that if we keep showing up with authenticity, Nebraska's classrooms and classrooms everywhere will keep finding their rhythm. I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think, y'all. And remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.